FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Ted Cruz hits the campaign trail in Indiana today alongside his newly named running mate Carly Fiorina, whom he introduced at a rally yesterday.
A move very widely seen as one that was intended to refocus attention on his campaign after a string of bruising losses. Now, the move was met with immediate criticism from frontrunner Donald Trump, who said that this is just a sign of desperation on the part of the Cruz campaign, and said that Senator Cruz should not even be wasting his time choosing a VP, given that he has no mathematical path forward towards the nomination without a contested convention.
Correspondent Sunland Surfati reporting. The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration is now said to be in on the investigation into Prince's death.
Investigators suspect an opioid reaction forced the emergency landing of Prince's plane about a week before he died. He was given an overdose treatment, but Dr. Drew Pinsky said that is standard.
Narcan is always given for an unresponsive patient, whether you know they're on opiates or not.
A former colleague says the musician lived an exemplary lifestyle.
Being around Prince made everybody else want to be healthy because that was the example that he set all the time.
Investigators are waiting on autopsy and toxicology results before determining an official cause of death for the music icon. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Verizon is presenting its striking workers with an ultimatum. End your strike or lose your health care coverage.
It's another round of scare tactics from Verizon.
Candace Johnson with the Communications Workers of America says the scare tactic isn't going to work.
We have a system in place that will make sure that people's health care needs are covered.
Until the strike ends. It's been 2 weeks since the strike started, and Johnson says Verizon still hasn't come to the table for negotiations.
We're hoping that sooner rather than later, Verizon gets back to the bargaining table to reach a fair agreement.
A Verizon spokesman didn't return our call for comment by deadline. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Officials at Arlington National Cemetery are reaching out to the public as they move forward on a planned expansion around the Air Force Memorial.
Negotiations on road alignments and a land swap are still ongoing.
We're making progress with all parties.
Colonel Doug Gatormson's the cemetery's engineer.
Southern expansion is intended to extend the lifespan of the cemetery, hopefully to the 2050s.
But in order to get that done, Columbia Pike needs to move.
Right now, it's the highest ridership core for transit in Arlington County.
Numbers are only going to go up, says Arlington County's Greg Emanuel, so they need to get this right.
Arlington County and Arlington National Cemetery are so inextricably intertwined, it'd be crazy for us to try to diverge the relationship.
In Arlington, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro says a track fire yesterday morning that briefly shut down the Friendship Heights station was not related to a similar fire near the same location last Saturday. Spokesman Dan Sessel says yesterday's fire was caused by a problem with a component that covers the third rail. Saturday's fire, we've been told, was caused by a foreign object touching that third rail. On Metro says it'll stay open late tonight for Caps fans who plan to rock the red at tonight's playoff game against the Penguins. The game's scheduled to start at Verizon Center at 8. Metro normally closes at midnight. Tonight, they'll be open until 1. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,042. The NASDAQ at 48.63. Sports, the Nats. Bats go silent as they lose to the Phillies. The Orioles snap a three-game losing streak with a win in Tampa Bay. It's Caps-Penguins Game 1 tonight. WMAL News Time 8.04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finger to the pulse, ear to the ground, nose to the grindstone.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Let's put this in perspective. If you want the straight scoop, here you go and listen up.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I choose to bury my head in the sand.
To never open my 401k statements.
To be the oldest person at my company.
To never wonder what's next.
I choose to believe that retirement isn't in the cards for me.
Sure, you could choose to ignore your retirement, or you could choose to start doing something about it right now. Schedule your free portfolio review with the Mutual Fund Store today. Our advisors understand the reservations and concerns you have about retirement. That's why we sit down and meet with you one-on-one. We like to listen to what you've done in the past. More importantly, we'd like to talk about your goals and where you want to be in the future. After that, we'll put a plan in place that helps get your retirement on track. So what are you waiting for? Let's choose to make your future a top priority. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule your free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets.
You need a deep down clean.
You need Hadid.
For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111
or go online to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395. We're trying to wiggle past the crash in the Landmark area northbound as you can past Duke Street. Stay to the left to get you on by. A lot of flashing lights. Two accidents on 95. The first one northbound in Stafford. That's been cleared to the shoulder. Oh, it looks like the one in Triangle's now out of the travel lanes as well. Oh, we have a third problem now. Right as you come up to the overpass at 123 near the Occoquan, that's where we have accident activity. So really starting to see that from the Potomac Mills sign jamming up through that stretch. So busy 95. 66, everything confined to the shoulder as you head between Gainesville and Manassas for the eastbound crash. Now on the toll road in Reston dealing with the incident. Eastbound Dulles Toll Road as you head between the Reston Parkway and Wheelie Avenue. 270, here we go. It's just been about the volume heading down into Hyattstown, Clarksburg, and now off and on Gaithersburg down to the Lane Divine, but 270 at least been pretty calm. 29 into Columbia, northbound crash slows you from 32 to just before you get to 175. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got rain. Hopefully you packed along the rain gear. If you're not getting raindrops yet, you're probably going to. Pretty good chance everybody gets some rain today. Quarter of an inch on average. Rain coming in southwest to northeast as we go through this morning into the afternoon. Better chance. Rain showers early tonight, 50. Tomorrow, showers early, and then cloudy in the afternoon with a high near 60, 10 degrees below normal. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 54 in Burke, 55 in Bethesda, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Arlington National Cemetery is moving forward with a southern expansion. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we're glad you are. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
To our friends and allies, I say America is going to be strong again. America is going to be reliable again. It's going to be a great and reliable ally, and it's going to be a friend again. We're going to finally have a coherent foreign policy based upon American interests and the shared interests of our allies.
That was Donald Trump yesterday giving a much closely scrutinized speech on foreign policy. Joining us now on the line is Dr. Waleed Faris, a Fox News Mideast expert and a foreign policy advisor to presidential candidate Donald Trump. Good morning to you, Dr. Faris.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me today.
All right. So how much of this is Trump and how much of this is just some stuff that Trump was said to say?
Oh, it is all Trump, meaning, of course, many advisors, many briefers, many sources, many friends, those who appear in the media and those who do not, were part of the consulting process. This is a national security foreign policy speech, so it needs to have the input of many experts. But at the end of the day, every talking point, every conclusion, and actually every point in that speech is his.
Well, the reason I ask that is because it's a very different kind of speech for Donald Trump. I mean, normally Donald Trump gets in front of a microphone and sort of wings it. But he didn't do this yesterday. It was like he was very, very scripted. And I just want to know, you know, how much of the script is Donald Trump and how much of the script is here's what you should say.
Look, any presidential candidate, this is not a secret. All those who have been involved in politics and foreign policies for the last many decades. No, this is how it happens. Even when you remember President Reagan used to, you know, have those jokes, but when he had a speech in foreign policy, it has to be a serious one, and that was the case yesterday. But let me say one point here. Basically, the points that were raised were all reviewed by him. It's not that you should say this and you should say that. He has been convinced. It's the result of multiple months of work. It's not just overnight work.
Dr. Ferris, I watch with amusement when I hear Barack Obama and Joe Biden, and of course their very close advisor, Fareed Zakaria, on CNN, you know, wringing their hands about how foreign leaders are terrified of the things Donald Trump is saying. Fareed Zakaria said yesterday the Italian prime minister is basically endorsing Hillary Clinton because he's so annoyed by Donald Trump. You know, I could really not care less about what those foreign leaders think about Donald Trump as a potential commander-in-chief. What interests me is what our enemies think. And, you know, your specialty is the Middle East. I wonder, based on your understanding of some of the leaders of countries in the Middle East, when they hear Donald Trump, what's their reaction?
Well, let me first go back one point regarding Mr. Zakaria's statements. They're not always accurate. Let me say why.
That's an understatement, sir.
That's a very diplomatic statement, but that's my view. Because that's his view of how the world functions and how the world reacts. Because the elite now, elite media, the one close to the administration, is shocked by the fact that, in fact, there is an alternative policy. They haven't heard of an alternative policy, a comprehensive one. They may like some points in it, but they don't like most of the points in it. So going back to the Middle East, we have been receiving a lot of messages, and some of these messages are now going public through the Arab media, from Egypt, from the UAE, from the Gulf, from other parts of the Arab world, saying finally we have at least an alternative we can deal with. Because many in the Arab world have been shocked, not by this speech, by the policy of Mr. Obama, President Obama, and Madam Clinton with regard to Libya, with regard to Syria, with regard to Iraq. So indeed, thank you for asking the question. The Middle East is looking forward to at least review and opine about this new alternative.
One thing he said was that we need to be more unpredictable when it comes to people who do not have the United States' best interest at heart. I think that's actually a pretty bright thing to say, because it seems that this administration telegraphs every single thing that it's going to do to ISIS and to our enemies.
Let me take advantage of this question and explain further, because I have been receiving many questions from the international media, but mostly from our national media, the mainstream one, about what is it about this unpredictable phenomenon. Mr. Trump is talking about being unpredictable if we take action, especially if we take action against hostile forces, about the tactical moves. We do not tell the world that we are sending 250 soldiers, that we're going to post them in this location in Kurdistan. This is not strategic. But of course, we are firm with regard to values, with regard to general direction. So being unpredictable is in the state of confrontation, and these were the mistakes of the past 8 years.
Yeah, Dr. Ferris, these analysts, and I'm using finger quotes like Chris Plant does, who are saying, "Oh, he's being inconsistent when he says we'll be reliable and unpredictable." They're thinking in a very juvenile way on this. They're not really obviously using their brain, or they're purposely doing that to make Mr. Trump look bad. I would like to know though about the relationship with NATO. This has gotten a lot of attention, and I was actually really impressed with Mr. Trump's statement yesterday that only 4 of the member nations of NATO are fulfilling their requirement to spend at least 2% of their GDP on national defense. That's an outrage. I mean, the NATO agreement is supposed to be an agreement, and we're all supposed to be in this together. So how will Mr. Trump, as president, actually implement a policy with NATO? Is he going to charge them for the security that we provide, or is he not going to be a part of NATO unless they pony up their end of the bargain? How does that work?
I mean, of course, we always look at the extreme. He goes, he charges them, they say no, he withdraw from NATO. This is the cartoon version of it. Reality is, and I have been involved in many discussions with lawmakers, you know, I advise many members of the European Parliament for the last 6-7 years. Before Mr. Trump even raises the issue, they have been discussing it among themselves, not in the open. Now, many in the media here are shocked. Oh, how dare you talk thinking about NATO. But NATO is thinking itself about these issues. Who's going to pay? Those in Europe who are actually paying more are asking the others to actually contribute. But there is a whole debate about it. And then you have those in Central Europe, Eastern Europe, asking about what are the strategies. I mean, how are you behaving in terms of defending us if we are under aggression? What Mr. Trump is trying to say is that NATO is a historic organization which was born in the Cold War. World events have changed. Now we have to redirect the resources and the strategies to face off with the new challenges, including, of course, ISIS and the jihadists. And, of course, we're going to continue to have this balance of power with Russia while we are discussing Russia. With regard to the financial participation, yes, he's going to be meeting with the leaders of NATO and they're going to figure out, and he's good at negotiating, they're going to figure out a system whereby there will be a proportional, perhaps, a proportional way for everybody to participate.
All right, Dr. Waleed Faris, a Fox News Mideast expert and a foreign policy advisor to presidential candidate Donald Trump. He says the speech has been in development for some time now. Thank you very much. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And getting in through town this morning, it's been just about the stop and go here, 50 and BW Parkway down to DC 295. Finally, get some relief without a problem there. Over the 11th Street Bridge, we're in that tie-up toward the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, 395. Take you from the Beltway, passing Landmark. We have an incident moved over to the right shoulder and beyond stop and go to the 14th Street Bridge. 95, we've had three separate problems, one in Stafford, one in Triangle, those both to the shoulder, and the latest one as you push through Dale City to the Occoquan. Finally, just cut that out of the travel lanes as well. Coming off of the Greenway and onto the toll road, we're still bunched up to the crash between the Reston Parkway and Wheelie Avenue. Do watch for police on the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a little bit of rain here for the next 24 hours or so. 70% chance of rain today, about a quarter inch. You're going to get wet, but not a lot of rain. High 58 tonight. Rain showers continue. Low 50. Tomorrow morning, we'll have showers in the morning, and then it gets cloudy as the day progresses, but the rain moves out. Highs near 60. On Saturday, looks like a cloudy day, but temperatures in the upper 60. And on Sunday, some rain back in the forecast. Highs in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 57 degrees. 8:16 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Quick look here at 8:17 this morning in the world of entertainment. Some news coming out of Hollyweird. Here's the latest. Will Ferrell. Now, you know Will Ferrell, funny guy, actor, Saturday Night Live dude. You know, he does stuff that's funny, I suppose.
Yeah.
He's funny in his movies when he says the stuff people tell him to say.
Well, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby is like a classic comedy.
Right there.
In my mind.
He is absolutely a flaming liberal, and he hates Republicans and conservatives because, well, you know, he's from Hollywood, and that's what he's told to do.
Right.
He, of course, played George Bush in the Saturday Night Live sketches, right? Remember that? And he played him like a bumbling buffoon.
He did something on Broadway as well.
He then took it as a one-man show and then did it on Broadway. Technically, it wasn't a one-man show. He had some supporting actors. Then they filmed it for HBO. They got a lot of mileage out of that crazy, stupid George Bush. Well, Will Ferrell, if I remember, he hasn't had a whole lot of hits. Like Anchorman 2, that crashed and burned.
That was bad.
That was horrible. Did not do very well. No. He hasn't had a whole lot of hits recently.
No.
So he's going back to the well. Now, you can't make fun of George Bush anymore. Because, you know, it's like, how much can you do? He's not even in the news anymore.
That's right.
And frankly, he's looking pretty good right now, isn't he, compared to what we got going on in the White House.
So, I think so.
What's his new plan? Well, Variety reports that he's got a movie lampooning the second term of Ronald Reagan, where he will play him as a bumbling dolt who has fallen into dementia. I am not kidding. Apparently, the film, it's called Reagan right now. He will play Ronald Reagan. The film starts during the beginning of the second term when he, as according to Variety, falls into dementia. It's a complete and total lie. And an ambitious intern is tasked with convincing the commander-in-chief that he is an actor playing the president in a movie. Oh, won't that be hilarious?
Hilarity ensues.
Yeah, well, there you go. You would think one of these days Hollywood would figure out that there's a whole lot to make fun of over in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, just maybe, a movie would do well.
How about a wacky sitcom about a Secretary of State who decides that she's going to circumvent the laws and get, that wouldn't be funny.
That
would be sad.
There is some pretty, you don't think Joe Biden is a humorous person that could
absolutely
be lampooned in a film?
Absolutely.
You don't think that what happened during the, why has there never been a film? I'm not being naive here. I'm not being rhetorical. Why has there never been a film of the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal?
Yeah.
How can there not be a movie of that drama, of that storyline, of of the colorful characters?
Because Hollywood would never allow it.
Exactly. That is why. Mm-hmm. But it remarkable to me. Meanwhile, and this sort of dovetails off of the Clinton Lewinsky scandal, you know, there are a lot of movies coming out that have a lot of, you know, sexy scenes in them, right? Especially 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, if you think 50 Shades of Grey. Well, there's a new one coming out called 50 Shades Darker. And you know, you ever imagine what it's like to be in a movie like that where you're just doing a whole bunch of those sort of romantic scenes
time? No, I've never actually
thought. I have pondered this endlessly since I was a young child. And you know, you always think to yourself, if I were an actor in a movie like that, I bet it's not a bad way to spend your day, right? You just show up for work, get into bed with another beautiful actress, and yeah, sure, there are cameras around and a couple of gaffers and a best boy now and again. But what does the best boy do on a movie, by the way? I've always wondered that. But it's nothing but, you know, getting it on all day long and they're taping it. That would be a great way to spend the day, right?
Well, if you think so.
Apparently not. Dakota Johnson, she's the actress who plays the lead person there in 50 Shades Darker. She says it's more like... She just gave an interview to Interview Magazine, and she says, I've been simulating sex for 7 hours straight right now, and I'm over it. It's not comfortable. It's pretty tedious. I don't think they're doing it the right way. I'm just saying. Meanwhile, a little bit of Prince news right now, because the U.S. Senate... They don't have a whole lot on their plate right now. Let's face it. There's not a whole lot going on in our economy that needs their attention. Not a whole lot going on overseas that needs their attention. The Senate, they're just pretty much twiddling their thumbs. So yesterday, a resolution co-sponsored by Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken was passed. And the resolution honors the life of Prince Rogers Nelson and his achievements as a musician, composer, innovator, and cultural icon. So Prince, the, quote, one-of-a-kind artist, fiercely independent, and uniquely talented, has been honored by our U.S. Senate
with
a resolution.
That's your world's greatest deliberative body at work, ladies and
exactly.
gentlemen.
Every time Harry Reid goes up there and criticizes, you know, the Senate for, you know, getting dragged down into these, you know, and it's not living up to the honorable state that it was supposed to be created. And I just want to remind him that they spent a day honoring Prince with a resolution. It's 8:22 right here on WMAL. Stick with us. Coming up, big news for the Second Amendment on the campus of Liberty University. You'll want to hear it.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
You know, if there was something that could save your life or the life of someone you love, you would do it, right? You would do whatever it took. Well, there is a something like that. It's called a virtual physical. A virtual physical is a full body scan that can detect microscopic amounts of plaque in your heart and arteries that can lead to heart attack and strokes. It can even spot small tumors in your body long before they start to exhibit symptoms. And you know that when you catch it early, there is a better chance of a successful, less invasive treatment. Virtual Physical also offers the virtual colonoscopy. This method of imaging the colon without sedation is fast, safe, and less invasive than a conventional colonoscopy. Right now, if you call 301-984-9009, you'll get $200 off a full body scan or $200 off a virtual colonoscopy. That's right, $200 off either scan. 301-984-9009. Call right now before this special ends. The scans have saved hundreds of lives and could save yours. 301-984-9009. Learn more at virtualphysical.com.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow. $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway Interloop at Braddock Road. As you come out of Springfield, quickly that crash cleared. You may have passed it when you saw the fire truck and emergency units there, but lanes reopened on the toll road. Man, it's getting bad here. Coming off the Greenway, so get ready because delays are now before 6:06, just after the Loudoun County Parkway Greenway to get onto the toll road to the crash before Wheely Avenue. We still have at least one lane blocked there. For Route 7, I'm seeing those delays pretty much on the increase too as you come in from the Reston Parkway, and that's going to slow as you work up toward the toll road. Around the Beltway we go, between the toll road and the American Legion Bridge, slow out of Maryland to the Legion Bridge as well, topside through Silver Spring, also each direction in the Largo area below speed, but lanes currently reported open. Heavy over the inbound 11th Street Bridge and coming off of 295 each direction. Home improvement season starts with Pella's Window and Door Sale. Get $300 off per window, $350 off per door, or 0% APR for 24 months. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or call 877-769-8392. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Deb here on this Thursday. The rain will begin southwest to northeast as we continue to roll through this morning. Periods of rain developing, upper 50s for the daytime highs today. That rain should start tapering off later this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
57 degrees at 826.
Good news for everyone who loves the Second Amendment. Liberty University, right down in Lynchburg University,
yep,
has approved a policy that allows any student who already has a concealed handgun permit through the Commonwealth to be able to carry their weapon on campus. When they get to their residence hall, they will then have to put the gun immediately into a safe that the school will provide in their dorm room. This policy change was instigated by Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of the university, and the Board of Trustees has given him the discretion to be able to go ahead and do this.
How about that?
Yeah, and you know, listen, you're going to hear lots of gun control advocates saying, oh, this is awful, this is terrible, it's going to make colleges unsafe. Listen, if a university can't protect a student, an innocent, unarmed student, from some madman with a gun, and they've proven that they can't, then why shouldn't a student be able to exercise their Second Amendment right and protect themselves?
Well, one of the things is you got to be 21 years old, and so the more older, more mature students are going to be doing this. And by the way, they've been packing heat on the campus for a while there. They just weren't allowing them in the dorm.
Right.
So now they have a process whereby you can, you know, check your weapon. But there won't be many 21-year-olds in the dorms. So it's an interesting story, but it really doesn't impact that many people going there.
I think all campuses should follow suit.
Well, I do too.
It's 8:28 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Honey, you're awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Coming up in just a moment, Jake Tapper from CNN, and there is also Metro news to share with you. It's all coming up after the news at 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bayer Advanced. Why did Carly Fiorina agree to be Ted Cruz's running mate? She explained on CNN this morning.
I think the soul of our party is at stake. I think the future of our nation is at stake. And as I said, when Donald Trump announced his candidacy in June of 2015, he doesn't represent me. He doesn't represent my party. Ted Cruz does represent me. He does represent conservative principles that I believe in.
Carly Fiorina is now likely to become a flashpoint in the rest of the race for the Republican nomination.
It's become very clear that Donald Trump has a real weakness amongst women voters, and the Cruz campaign also making clear that Carly Fiorina will be used in that role, particularly in this crucial state of Indiana. And they almost hope on some level Donald Trump decides to attack her. Well, that's happening. Donald Trump tweeting out Lion Ted Cruz, who can never beat Hillary Clinton and has no path to victory, has chosen a VP candidate who failed badly in her own efforts. The Cruz campaign was hoping Trump would attack. That's exactly what's happening.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. North Korea has fired another mid-range missile, but a South Korean defense ministry official says it seems to have failed.
Now, we are 1 week away from a major political gathering in North Korea, the Workers' Party Congress. It happens next Friday. It was just announced. South Korea is very concerned that in addition to this mid-range missile launch, which they had been predicting since Tuesday when they officially announced this, they also think there's a very good chance there could be a fifth nuclear test from North Korea at some point ahead of this Workers' Party Congress.
Correspondent Will Ripley and thousands of striking Verizon workers in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast have been told, end your strike or lose your health insurance as of this weekend. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,042, the NASDAQ at 4,863. Sports, the Nationals waste another strong performance by Gio Gonzalez, losing to the Phillies. The Orioles beat Tampa Bay, and the Capitals host Pittsburgh tonight to open their NHL playoff series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn, weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
How well do you know your doctor's medical record?
It's like a big secret.
Seven on Your Side iTeam investigator Josie Sturman reveals why so many malpractice suits remain hidden from you.
How many deaths do you think it should take before the board takes action?
Find out who's blocking you from the truth.
You put your life in that doctor's hand.
And why some doctors aren't disciplined if they get sued. Do no harm, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, the Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
After years of sun exposure, does the increased risk of skin damage concern you? Actinic keratosis, or AK, is a potentially harmful skin condition due to chronic exposure to the sun. If diagnosed and treated early, complications can be minimized. AKs look like small, crusty, discolored, scaly patches of skin that may be raised, rough, or sensitive to touch. If you have at least 5 AKs in one or more of the following areas, your face, chest, or scalp, you may qualify for a research study in the Washington, D.C. area. If qualified, you'll receive a study-related skin exam and investigational study gel at no cost and may receive compensation for travel time. Health insurance is not needed. So if you have at least 5 crusty, rough, scaly spots in one or more of the following, your face, chest, or scalp, it may be actinic keratosis, a potentially harmful skin condition. Call Clinical Research Sites at 1-877-364-7490 or visit www.leopharmatrials.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Columbia or Thursday in Fairfax. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, top side of the Beltway, heading from College Park and around into Silver Spring between Colesville Road and George Avenue. Crews responding to an incident. I have delays on 29 this morning. See, we're almost back in Fairland as you head through White Oak and down toward Four Corners, but it's just been a sloppy commute, and it's actually adding extra time for a lot of you. 95 south of the ICC slows to merge onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Into Columbia, we are still tied up with this accident on 29 before you get to 175 with delays back near 32. It's clearing out, getting a little bit better on southbound 29 through Ellicott City. Early morning crash south of 100. That's been cleared for a while. 270, about the volume. Toll Road, about the crash eastbound before you get to Wheelie Avenue. Delays off the Greenway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp here on this Thursday. Unsettled weather for a couple of days. Cool temperatures too. We'll see periods of rain coming in as we go through later this morning into the afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 50s, that's it. And we'll see more showers early tonight, then cloudy later, 50. Another round of showers tomorrow morning, overcast for Friday afternoon, a cool 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Burke, 52 in Silver Spring, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Today, I'm very proud and very humbled and honored to announce that I have accepted Senator Ted Cruz's offer to be his vice president for the Republican nomination.
Well, that was Carly Fiorina yesterday, sort of a surprise announcement. Ted Cruz picking his running mate if he should somehow be able to wrangle the Republican nomination. Joining us on the line right now is Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union, an all-round good guy. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning.
All right, so, I think Ted Cruz did one thing yesterday. He sort of grabbed the media spotlight away from Donald Trump with his sort of unusual move of picking a running mate before you get to the convention. That's generally not done. Is this something that might help him?
Theoretically, it could. I mean, he's getting attention. He got attention yesterday. He changed the subject. The subject was Donald Trump winning sweeping fire contests on Tuesday night. He changed the subject to his running mate. And Carly Fiorina, I think she has been an effective surrogate for him, and now she's elevated even more. I do think that it also prompts some questions, such as, why are you naming a running mate when you have been essentially mathematically eliminated from
exactly
getting the nomination before the convention? But we'll see how it plays with the voters.
It does sort of play into, listen, it's an unorthodox move. And then there is a, you know, Mark Levin pointed this out last night. There seems to be a double standard that, you know, Donald Trump does all of this outside the box, unorthodox stuff. And he's, you know, praised for it. Oh, he's new. He's different. He's not your typical politician. Here, Ted Cruz does something unorthodox and people criticize him for it, saying, how weird is that? How desperate is that? But it does strike you as kind of odd that he's picking a running mate when the day after he's been completely mathematically eliminated, his only chance is a floor fight. And now he's just given up one of his bargaining chips. If there's a contested convention, he can't trade delegates for a Veep slot.
No, exactly right. But it seems to be an acknowledgement that the path is growing narrower and narrower. I don't know if I buy that complaint from Mark Levin. I mean, I think first of all, Donald Trump has faced plenty of criticism for the unorthodox things he's done. It's just not factual that nobody's criticized him for them.
Let me clarify. I think Mark Levin was talking about criticism from Trump, people who are Trump supporters.
Oh.
I apologize.
Okay. But beyond that, I mean, look, the question is, right now, Donald Trump needs about 240 delegates to clinch the nomination before the convention. That's about 49% of the outstanding delegates. That's possible. He could do that. I mean, he got over 50% in all five states Tuesday night, and he's polling ahead in Indiana and California and some of the other states, New Jersey, for example. So it's within the realm of possibility that not only will it come close, but that he'll clinch this, and all this talk of contested conventions will be for naught.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz, I think, needs to win 130% of the remaining delegates, meaning it's not possible.
Right.
So I just think the naming a running mate is an interesting gambit, but it doesn't change the math. And moreover, I'd be interested in hearing what you guys thought about the presentation. This was done during my show yesterday, so we had built around it, and I have to say, I thought they could have done more with this announcement than they did.
Yeah, it was clunky. I agree with you, Jake. First of all, I think Ted Cruz's introduction was way too long, and he wasn't very effective in really making his case as to why he was doing this. He could have really, it should have been Carly's moment. I think once Carly got out there, I thought she's a dynamic speaker. She was fantastic, but again, neither of them really made the case as to why this is a critically important thing that they've done and how it's a game changer. It felt like day two of a convention.
Yeah, I mean, they teased it all day, and we aired it live, and I thought, I mean, if I were, and nobody asks what I think, but if I were putting together something like this, you have, you know, Ted Cruz come out, talk for 5 minutes,
yes.
maybe 5 minutes, talk about how excited he is about Carly Fiorina, how about this is going to, you know, two real conservatives, and Donald Trump isn't a real conservative, et cetera. She comes out, she gives a BAFO speech for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes extolling Ted Cruz and lambasting Clinton and Trump, and then, boom, confetti goes off and everybody screams, and then you have this great, quick moment that people tuned in to see. Instead, I thought it kind of dragged, and where his introduction should have been about 5 or 10 minutes, it was 30, and you know, even Cruz supporters I know had their heads in their hands.
Yeah, they don't seem to have good staging instincts, so you're right about that. What about Donald Trump's foreign policy speech? Is that a game changer? I mean, it was a very different kind of speech for him in that he stuck to a script, used the teleprompter, was much more muted.
It was interesting. I was there. I attended it. It was at the Mayflower Hotel. There were not a lot of foreign policy hands that were there. He and Donald Trump, in fact, kind of even alluded to that by saying, you know, we don't need these old respected faces. We need some new, fresh ways of thinking. And there were, you know, I don't think that, you know, anybody's going to be asking him to, you know, write the next lead article on the Council of Foreign Relations, quarterly. But it was perfectly adequate for what it was. I think it was more about convincing voters and reassuring Republican Party elders that he will be able to fill the traditional role of nominee. than it was about, you know, providing some sort of coherent foreign policy.
Exactly. I mean, setting aside whether it was coherent or not, it isn't. Is any time that Donald Trump can present himself now in the perception of being a commander in chief type persona, using a teleprompter, giving a more sober speech, you know, call it the Mitt Romney Etch-a-Sketch or the Richard Nixon pivot or whatever it is. If he can do that, that helps him, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, right now, he is in a battle with himself as to how much of a reassuring presence he can be. And if he is able to achieve that, that will do a lot toward getting people in the Republican Party, meaning RNC officials and the like, and the congressmen and senators who have been so reluctant to embrace him, getting them on board. And he obviously has a big job ahead of him when it comes to reassuring independents and other voters, moderates, that he is up to the task. That's his job.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union over at CNN. We appreciate it.
And if you get Caps tickets, let me know, Jake.
Thanks.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Yeah, time for traffic.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It didn't sound like
it was going to happen in any way whatsoever.
I'm like, he's having a hard time getting it.
We all are. Yeah. We all are.
You got nothing.
As I was going to say, it's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First of the five, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hayden Carpet Green Traffic.
All right, Brian, one area we are struggling still, the toll road. So if you use the Greenway or the toll road, both affected here, jammed near the Loudoun County Parkway to merge onto the toll road to the crash before you get to Wheelie Avenue. That was along the left side. 66 were still bunched up trying to recover from an earlier crash through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. And here we go, inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Looks like we had one reported in the westbound direction near Sycamore Street. 395, the crash Duke to the shoulder. That's where the delays begin, right around Landmark, and take you across the 14th Street Bridge to the Southeast Southwest Freeway, which is slow each direction. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, they were looking for the crash between Colesville Road and Georgia Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wetter as the morning goes on, with showers and occasional rain rolling in, and it looks like it'll be a fairly damp mid to late morning into the afternoon with occasional rainfall, maybe quarter of an inch. Temperatures only in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
57 degrees. It is now 8:46.
We love those goofy guys at Metro, don't we?
We do. And you know,
good old Metro.
And they've been having more than their share of troubles of late. But here's a little bit of good news for the folks at Metro.
Why of late? Do you mean like for the last 30 years?
Yeah. It's been bad lately. You know. Metro will stay open late for the Washington Capitals game. They will stay open late tonight, Thursday, as the Capitals, your Washington Capitals, rock the red, take on the Pittsburgh Penguins in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Which I will not be attending with Jake Tapper.
See, apparently not. No. I mean, the way he shut
you
down.
Not in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, 8 o'clock tonight is the pace-off. That's what you call it, a pace-off?
No, face-off.
Face-off.
Yeah, it's a face-off.
Okay. I don't know why I said it.
Sorry.
Metro closes at 1 a.m.
They will drop the puck.
They'll drop the puck. They'll drop the puck at 8 o'clock tonight at the Verizon Center. So there you go. You'll be able to get there.
It's also called forechecking, not floor checking, okay. In case anyway, because you hear some people say that sometimes.
Here's the other thing, though. You know,
yes.
You can ride Metro, but, you know, is it safe to do so is the question.
That is.
They had another fire track, a track fire yesterday at Metro, and they're causing all kinds of problems, more shutdowns. Went single tracking, and they're talking about how they're going to, you know, the answer is we got to have more money.
Well, it was the arcing insulator.
Yeah.
Now, isn't this the exact same arcing insulator that caused the fire at La Font Plaza last year? The arcing insulator that the National Safety Board pointed out, Transportation Board pointed out was the problem, and the same arcing insulators that forced us to shut down Metro for an entire day so they could all be fixed.
Right.
Are those the same arcing insulators we're talking about?
Them.
Yeah, and it caused a fire at Friendship Heights yesterday. Mm-hmm. I love this story out of Congress. Did you see this? You know, Jack Evans had that shouting match with the Oversight Committee last week. Yeah. Saying,
so I'm going to blame it on you if it happens next time.
No, he didn't say if. He said when the next thing happens, it'll be on you.
Well, we know it's going to be when.
Exactly. Well, I got to tip my hat, just a little bit at least, to Democrat John Delaney in Maryland.
Oh,
It doesn't happen very often. But he's got a pretty good idea. He says that he wants a new law passed that any new person coming into the WMATA board or anyone who's currently on the WMATA board who has to renew their membership to that board, they have to have some kind of experience in management, in transit, or in finance. And they actually need to be qualified to be on this board. You know, and everyone points to management and the general manager of WMATA, but Delaney made a good point. Anybody who sits on a board of directors of a private business that has had the failures that, that WMATA has had and the
Metro
has had.
You put smart people who know the topic.
The board would be ostracized in the business world. And yet, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., and the federal government, they get to appoint four people to this board. Those 16 members, they're in charge. They pick the management. They set the policies. And they could be anybody. They could be any schmo. And Delaney says, let's make sure we get some qualified people on this board. And I like that idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Nothing says it has to be an elected official. Nothing says it has to be a politician.
Put some experts on there.
But they all take those gigs because they love having the power. And Jack Evans, for his credit from the DDA, he said, you know what? Hard to argue with this.
Yeah. It's 850 on WMAL.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Let's talk about Ted Britt Automotive, Northern Virginia's finest dealership. They really are. They've been there for 57 years. Family-run business. Great group of people. As soon as you meet the people at Ted Britt Automotive, you understand why they've been around 57 years. Honesty, integrity, and, oh, by the way, yeah, great deals on Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln. And Harley-Davidson, too, by the way. Yes, Harley-Davidson is part of the Ted Britt Auto Group. When you get your Harley, when you get your Lincoln, when you get your truck from Ford or Chevy or your car, I like the Ford Flex myself. I'm a big fan of that car. You want to make sure that you can rely on it and rely on the dealer. Well, you can rely on Ted Britt because they offer Ted Britt for life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Great deals, great selection, and that great coverage. That's why you want to go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt Automotive or stop by the showrooms, Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax. Visit them online, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
It's a question everyone wants the answer to. Is organic really better? The short answer, it depends. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Fatty fish, nuts, certain vegetable oils, they all get high marks in the nutrition department because they're rich in good fats, known as polyunsaturated fats. Red meat, milk, may also be a good source of these good fats, but according to new British research, they're even better if they are organic. Good fats, like omega-3s, have been credited with a slew of health benefits, like lowering heart disease and inflammation, also fending off cognitive decline. Problem is, meat also has high levels of other fats, known as saturated fats, which aren't as good for you. The recent USDA dietary guidelines recommend keeping those fats, which again are plentiful in foods like beef and milk, to just 10% or less of your total daily calories. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
All this rain we're having today and tomorrow, you know what that brings? It brings the Mayflowers. That's what happens. Spring showers, Mayflowers. That's what it does. And you know what? It may also help you remember that you've got a problem with your gutters. You know that last rain we got? Did you hear the familiar sound of water lapping over the gutter and splat, splat, splatting on the ground outside your window? Well, that actually could be the sound of your home's foundation being damaged or the soil around your home being eroded. One call to LeafGuard and you'll never have to think about cleaning out your gutters or these other problems, because Leaf Guard is a one-piece covered gutter system, perfectly engineered to let the water in, keep the leaves and debris on the outside where leaves and debris should stay. It does not clog. Lifetime, no clog warranty. No more climbing the ladder. No more cleaning your gutters. No more sticking your hand in that disgusting black gunky stuff that's in your gutters. It'll make your life a lot easier. This month, get 75% off labor, $200 Visa gift card with qualifying purchase. Call today for your complimentary gutter inspection and estimate, 703-822-5533. 703-822-5533. Find out more at guttersmaryland.com.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rain drizzle keeps the rush hour lingering, 270 into Urbana, and I'm seeing mostly stop and go the entire trip down to the Beltway through Montgomery County, leaving College Park into Silver Spring below speed. Virginia Beltway slows most of the way through Annandale up toward the American Legion Bridge. Crash on the toll road eastbound now on the shoulder. Eastbound toll road at Wheelie Avenue, but jammed off of the Greenway. 66 still trying to recover from the earlier crash in Manassas. 95 starting to ease out as you head toward the Occoquan. That crash cleared too. Now, if you're computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Deb here on this Thursday. The rain will begin southwest to northeast as we continue to roll through this morning. Periods of rain developing, upper 50s for the daytime highs today. That rain should start tapering off later this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
56 degrees at 8:56.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Hear that?
That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Well, tomorrow Friday we'll have Brett Baer. We'll talk about the upcoming White House Correspondents' Dinner.
The Nerd Prom. How exciting. Are you going to the Nerd Prom?
No, I've given up on those things. I don't go anymore.
Going to be on the other coast. Chris Plant always goes to the Nerd Prom.
Yeah. Well, he's a...
Any prom Chris goes to is a nerd. Hi, Chris.
Oh, no, you're talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I am persona non grata at those things. I can't even tell you how many of those things I went to, and I had a great time, most of which I can't talk about, but
there are a lot of those stories.
I go to those things. There's a warrant out for my arrest at those things.